This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. Praising God's name for all that He's doing, what He's done, and what He will do for us. We all would always acknowledge Him in all things. He said that He'll direct our path. I'm so gracious to God this morning for God Himself, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our keeper and reminder of what God wants us to do even at this very day. And to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, we thank God for all of you because you are messengers for God and you play the most important role on the face of God's earth. You're getting the word out to all mankind, just what He'll have us do. And tell it just like it is, without fear. See, fear is the work of the devil. And when people put fear on you, but then you can't do your job because you're thinking about, you got them on your mind trying to worry about what to say, how to say it and all that. Say what the word says, you're governed by the Spirit of God. But when we try to duck around and circumvent things and try to make it look like we get something special, you're going to mess up every time. But if you say what God says, you'll never be wrong. Then you have to walk in that lifestyle of God to make your light so shine before men that they may see a good work in you, glorify the Father, which art in heaven. I'm gracious. I've been trying to give some understanding to God's people about the great tribulation. And I noticed the Sunday school lesson somewhat touching on that. And we got to take that serious. If we get on board today, you don't have to worry about that after a while. It's going to take care of itself. And then the Lord, he paid a price for you, shed His precious blood, and He's going to fill you up and keep you and strengthen you and preserve you according to His will, not yours, His will. And how can I stay in God's will? Stay with the Word. Stay in the Word and walk by the Word, and you in God's will. See, what we can't not do, know the Word and walk in discourse. And walk just like He said. The devil always going to come to you and try to make it look like you don't know nothing and you ain't nobody. But when God fix you, you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, a people of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And can't nobody on earth take that from you because God gave it to you. And you didn't get it by your good works. You got it by the mercy of Jesus Christ. So I can't go around here. I don't care what I know. How about I'm it, I'm this, and I'm that. I can't do it. Because whatever I got, the Lord gave it to me. And you know what's good about it? He ain't going to take it back from me. I don't care if I go in the street out there, it can still be in my heart. And that's the thing that's going to get me back. If I'm in the street, what's in me going to bring me back to where I need to be. So a lot of time in the church, I just want to let you know that we're not going to be long today. In the church today, we got so many faults and failures. But guess what? Those of us that's sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, you need to go get them people with meek and humble words. Not criticizing them, finding faults in them. Go get them with love. There's nobody in this building today, if you make a mistake, want somebody to jump down your throat. Nobody here. We was the worst sinners on earth. Bible say, wasn't nobody right. Jesus gave His life up of the non-righteous. How can I find a fault in you? And whilst I was yet in my sin, He died for me. And when He cleaned me up, my job is Matthew 28 said, go out there and clean other folks up. Not me, but the Spirit that liveth in me. I'm gracious today. Revelation 17, try to get seven verses in if we can. We just want you to know and understand Jesus. You know, sometimes we are cast away and thrown down. Sometimes people don't want to listen at you. Sometimes you're doing the best you can. Instead of picking you up, people are going to cut you down. I've been there. I can speak it. I've been there. But God trying to show this man here, they boil him in hot oil, couldn't kill him in front of Arthur. And then they put him on Patmos so that reptiles eat him up. They couldn't kill him. Put him all by himself. I want you to keep this in mind. Sometime God have to let you be desolate. Put you all alone so he can talk to you. Because long as everybody give me this, get a little of this and a little of that, you're going to be half crazy before you know it, and you can't hear God. He got to get you by yourself. It's a self-conversion, not a group. Because if it was a group when I was born, I'd have been going to heaven. But I had to be, did Jesus say, you must be born again? That means you've been born before. The Bible says, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth had committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. And she carried me away in the spirit. He carried me away in the spirit. He into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit up on a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed with purple and scarlet colors, decked with gold and precious stone and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. Good help me, Lord. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which had the seven heads and the ten horns. You may be seated. Now, John here on Patmos, all these things has taken its course. The seven vials have been emptied one by one, not all together. God had his seven judgments pour out on the earth, but one at a time. And after he had seen that, God had showed him that, and there was a, the Bible says, it was tormentous. It was the most harsh judgment that ever existed. And because of the harsh judgment, thank God we ain't dead. Yes, sir. We're not dead. We've been taken away. Yes. Ain't you glad that you've been born again? Yes, sir. Because if you do come up in the tribulation period and you still be here, it's going to be trouble on you. Yes, sir. So God said, here, I'm going to seal them, my people. I'm going to seal them all. And they can't be harmed. The three Hebrews, they was put in the fire furnace for not denying God, standing up for Jesus. Now watch this. If the fire burning, there ain't no fake fire. There's a real fire in the furnace burning, and they just walking there cooling. I just could see them being hip. Not hip for selfishness, but hip for the glory of God. God's glory. Look at here. I'm in a fire and can't get burned. God don't spare us, y'all, today if we latch on to his will, walk in his will, walk in his testimony. Jesus said, I laid my life down that you might have a life. See, what he did, we can't do. Ain't nobody in this building worthy to live a life down to save somebody. None of us. But Jesus was the only one was able to lay his life down that we may live, have life in him. He says, as long as I was in the world, I was, watch this now, I was the light of the world. None of them going back to my dad and my father. Watch this, watch this. See, y'all been cutting yourself down, letting other folks cut you down all your life. Watch what he say here. Now that I'm going back to daddy, ye, all of us. Stop denying yourself what God gave you. Ye are the light of the world. A city that sit on a hill that cannot be hid. You can't cover no Christians up. Throw all the cloth on you, want to burn all the cloth up. Let your light so shine before men that they may see a good work in you, but knowing that you ain't nobody, it's through Christ Jesus our Lord. When the king come into the city, one time there was a king, and when he come back into the city after he's a great man, he come back into the city, he's standing before his people, talking to his people, and one of the things that happened, they say, oh, king, you're not just a king. You're a God, too. And he wouldn't rebuke them. And the worms came and ate him up. I don't need no notoriety. I need some strength to stand. I get notoriety. It's going to come anyway. But I better tell the Lord, it ain't about me, y'all. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what I have to do, though, I have to perfect my life for God to use me like that. See, I know we say it all the time. It's all about God. Let me tell you something. I used to play baseball. You throw fastball and throw fastball. Then when you throw your curve, you get everybody out of proportion. They can't hit the curve. Let me tell you what I'm saying now. Do you not know that you have to be in position yourself? When we say it's not about me, it's not about you, but this is what it's about. If you keep yourself in compliance to what the word of God say, it's about you first, because you can't get blessed when you ain't a blessed of God. In other words, I'm a preacher. I'm supposed to be able to preach the word of God. I'm supposed to be able to teach the word of God. I'm supposed to be living the word of God. It's about you, because why is it about you? You got to have a straight life. You ain't going to heaven any kind of way. The Bible says none but the pure in heart shall see God. And you got to, God gave you not wisdom, not understanding, and what you got to do, you got to walk upright before God. In order to go into that kingdom, all been prepared for you for the foundation of this earth. Yes, your name already in the Lamb Book of Life before you was born. Yes, God knows all things. Yes, we need to know that. The Bible said, John said here, one of them angels that poured out the seven baths or seven cups, so you don't know what I'm saying. It's just like a little cup. A little bowl had the full judgment. Each one of them bowls had seven steps of judgment in it. And when he poured it out on earth, he poured it in different segments at different times, because he knew what he's doing. So people had to pay what they bought. Y'all understand what I'm saying? They had to pay for what they bought. So if he had just dumped all seven bowls at one time, you never would have paid for nothing. And that'll make God a lie. So he had to do it his way, not my way. So he said, this angel came, one of those angels came and talked with me. Now, John don't know what's going on now. And he said unto me, come hither. And I looked that word up and said, to come into a special place to receive the knowledge of God, the word of God, the spirit of God. We got to be in certain places. I don't care what y'all say. We got to be in certain places or certain segments of God where God say we're supposed to be in them seven steps. We got to be between one and seven. You got to be in order to receive that from God. Yes, sir. We take it out of proportion. And he said here, now watch this. John humbled himself. He was down. Yes, sir. The meek shall inherit what? The earth. He humbled himself. He ain't looking for no notoriety. He already know who he is. And he said, he talked with me. Said to me, come hither. Okay, come on up a little bit. Come on up. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Sitteth on, see, this evil lady would represent the church. That represent the church. This woman represent the church. The church been distorted by the system, the world system, been distorted. The four major powers of this earth has took over the real church. Even when the apostles was back there preaching the true gospel, they kill them out and put their, the kings put their people in position so the church will come in and do just what they want them to do, not what Jesus say do, but what they want them to do. And we don't want to listen to that. The world system is not of God. The world system, that's Satan's kingdom here on this earth. Did y'all hear that? This is Satan's kingdom on this earth. He was kicked out of heaven. We need to understand that. Stop letting people brainwash you. It's in the book right here. You ain't got to go to no library. It's already in the book. Book of books. He said, this whore, I try to give you what you need to have. That's one of some who have relationships with the devil and make it look righteous. Jews, see, got some people. Some people, didn't say all of them. He's some crept in unaware. If you don't watch yourself, folks will fool you in the church. They know how to be religious, huh? They know how to run. They know how to jump. They know how to flip. They know how to quote scriptures. But all you do is just watch their lifestyle. Watch their lifestyle. It'll tell itself. I know everybody say, you judging me. No, you're not. The book judge you. The book gonna judge you. I can't. I ain't got the authorities. We just wasting ass talk, telling me I'm judging. The book gonna judge. As long as I'm in self, I'm judging. Then I'm gonna be judged by a greater judgment. But when I let the book judge, I ain't judging. Makes sense, don't it? 7th chapter of Matthew, he's told me don't judge nobody. Let the wheat and the tares grow together. And he said he gonna separate. Now I'm running around here hollering, telling the man what he can't do and who he ain't. Who told me to do that? It wasn't God. Sure wasn't God. So you say, she's standing on the church. All them beasts that come out to sea, one come out to land on land, they here against God. Them signs, they say blaspheming, name of every blasphemer out there. Do you not know that these people's against God? That means against God, totally against God, totally denying who God is, what he is, what he promised. They deny all that. And they ain't going to be able to go in the kingdom of heaven. And look what he say. Whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Now, let me show you something. You know, we like to condemn people. Man have a relationship with a woman. I'm talking about in the physical church on earth now. Boy, they eat him alive. They eat him alive. That's wrong. Listen at me good. I'm the first one going to tell you it's wrong. But what you eating him for? When that lady met Jesus, they accused him of everything. Same thing as what the Bible's saying. And it just asks one thing. See, what are your accusers at? Ain't got none. Well, go in peace and don't do what you've been doing. Is that hard to see? That's the great. That's Jesus setting an example for me. But here I want to get up and tell you how no good you are. And what you say, the kings, look, all these kings and stuff, that means the authorities and powers of the earth. Especially the more major powers now that live what we're living on earth now. Four major powers in what? Watch this now. Don't y'all jump on me right now. There's one of the great powers out of the four major powers that's trying to run the whole world. Did you hear? One of them countries trying to run the whole world and want the whole world to be just like them. And they adding a false church, adding to itself every day. A lie, I run the truth. I ain't never heard of that in my life. The truth is everlasting. Behind the word lie, gonna outrun truth. Huh? We overcome in thought. Didn't say, the Bible said we sometime overcome in thought. But ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. I don't see that happening a lot. I see when we miss a slip down or something, everybody, told you that. No, when Peter slipped down, if I'm lying, y'all ought to put me out of the church. When Peter slipped down, he just hollered, Lord, help me. Jesus did this.
Get up.
How many people know that? That Jesus picked you up. You ain't jump up. You was drowning, and he picked you back up. And he said, everybody, you know, I'm going to give you some more little stuff on that. A lot of times people want to be exalted so much. Can y'all hear me good? People want to be exalted so much, want to be lifted up so much, want to be put up on a pedestal so much until they forget who Jesus is. I think it was a church at Philadelphia, huh? The true church. God say there is a true church. Bless the true church. But watch this. Sometime in the church house, we do everything in order. Clean the floor, keep the paperwork, do all that other stuff. You go see after the sick and the shed in, all that. But guess what? We get so tied up in what do this and do that and do that until we leave our first love. Then you think you're pleasing God, but you just sounding brass and taking a cymbal. You can't please him with that. You got to please with your whole heart, the core of your mind, the understanding of God, the peace and love of God. That's what we got to please him with. Sometimes we let Satan whisper in our ear too much, y'all. See, this lady, which is a false church, have been made us drunk with her wine. And we so drunk we can't see no more. Satan had blinded our eyes. We can't see no more. Satan got us. And we think just like Satan. When the President of the United States put an order out, listen at me good, put an order out for us to stay our distance, wear a mask, do the things that they tell us to do. Some got mad. Some was happy because they want to live long, as long as God allowed them to live. Some filing lawsuits. Listen and be good. But watch this. Here's the cue to all that. If you do what Jesus say, watch it now. Whatever you ask in my name, it shall be done. If we just do it like Christ say, don't try to add to or take nothing away from what the Lord say. Whenever if a plague or whatever come up on us, all we got to do is take it to the Lord in prayer, and we free. But if you don't have the faith in Jesus Christ, you better go to the doctor quick. Do we going to be saying, goodbye world? That's what you're going to be doing? It's going to be over with. Why? Your head hard. My mother used to tell me all the time, my hard head make, don't say it, huh? I ain't going to say it. So he carried me. John said he carried me away in us. Why did in the spirit of willingness? I saw a woman sit up on a scarlet-colored beast, that old beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns, the authorities and the power. This woman sitting up on that beast and looking pretty. Y'all watch this. Y'all see, y'all don't think of all this. When I look at TV or anything, I always try to compare with God's way of living. Every time we have a commercial and you want to sell a product, they have a lady just strutting. She just strutting, making it, oh, it look good. I say, God, that's a pretty gal there. You don't have to be lying. She do look good. That's why the product is going to sell. The world ain't crazy. If we think the world crazy, they ain't crazy. They got good earthly sense. I say earthly. A house divided among itself. 82 million people looking right. 74 million people looking left. That's divided to me. That's divided. That ain't got no business being. That's why sickness and distress and hatred and animosity and all this stuff come, because we're so divided. And we won't say, look, whatever man doeth, it's good. We won't say that. This is what we say. I'm a pray to God. Now, I'm talking about church folks now. I'm going to pray to God, y'all, and tell him to direct my path. No, he say, he already directing your path. He already directing your path. Now, I don't know what you're praying, telling him to direct it for. He got more sense than you. And we still hollering about direct my path, Lord. He already gave you a perfect, what you call it, a perfect way to get to heaven. Now, we want to build another way, a shortcut. It ain't going to work. Because everything he say, he own up to it, and he fulfill it. So he goes on to say here, and I thank God for it, that took me in the undeveloped area. Sometimes we want to be, watch this. I like to be in a church, say, ain't nothing wrong with it. That's what I'm trying to explain. Nothing wrong with my boy there in Houston, my white brother, Joel Osteen, 45,000 people. That's beautiful. And he told us to go out and bring them in. Go bring them in. Now go bring, he said, watch this. When we get people now, we go at good people, what we call good people. He didn't tell us to do that. He told us to go get bad people. He said, I'm going to fix them up. Just go get anything. Go get everybody and bring them in. And I'm going to train them here. I got a preacher that's going to train them with the word. What we do now, we go get everybody we think is a Christian, and you catch more hell than the devil going to catch, huh? We need to be real with ourselves first. Oh, she was fixed up too. I thought about, we talked about it Wednesday, brother, about Bathsheba. She's fixed, wasn't she? According to the Bible now. And I said this once before, if y'all get your book and read the Sons of Solomon, y'all will put me out of church if I preach that. Because we scared of the truth in the church. We scared of it. It's in the book, but we say, no, don't fool with that. Reb, don't fool with that. You're going to run all the members out of the church. Well, if the members run from the word, they ain't in the word. Because the word the one that keeps us. Well, I'm the only one in here that see commercial and the women look good. You're a young man, huh? Okay, then. Not only the women, the men, too. I think the Bible tells us something about we're a wolf in sheep clothing. Sometimes, not everybody, somebody, not everybody. And then in Revelation, it tells us something at the core. He said, they dress just like the priest, and right here, she got all them holy clothes and stuff on. All them pretty purple and gold and all that, and a cup and all that is just filled up with damnation, evil and strife and all that stuff like that in it. And she's just waiting to fool all us and get us, have us killed, get us drunk. We can't wiggle, we can't stay straight no more. And once he gets you down, he's going to stomp you. But we got to hold on to who? God's unchanging hand. That, you know, Rome was built on seven hills. Seven hills. And see, the Roman Empire, I want to say this to you. The Roman Empire, they was a power source in that time. And by being a power source in that time, then we had all these kings that's coming forth. And those kings were sitting there, and they had the authority and power. But see, you're going to see in a minute where they say, oh, Babylon, Mystery Babylon. All those kings and stuff, and they went along with people that play church. False teachers, false people, play church. And guess what? God going to hold them responsible. Am I right when I say this day and time, Babylon is Iraq? Iraq. I want to say this to you. Y'all might throw me out, but it's all right. I'm all right. Jesus Christ will not come back to the United States. He's coming back in Israel, Jerusalem. That's where he's coming at. That's what he said. He said, where I left from, the same place I left, same way I left, I'm coming back the same place. Now, that's what the book says. Now, what we call captivates, we latched on to the Jewish revolution, or whatever you want to call it. But now, he ain't coming here. That's why he said this, and I love for him to say that, because people be bragging and dividing the church more. He said he's just going to break the cloud. Everybody's going to see him. We're going to see him as he is. We'll stop arguing over who he is. We're going to see him for ourselves. And everyone that believeth on him, you're going to be saved, huh? Those that deny him and don't believe him, you're going to be lost. But today you got a chance to be reconciled by the Lord Jesus. Said a woman, we're trying to hurry. Said a woman was arrayed. That means dressed up in purple and scarlet. Ooh, God. That's a red kind of color, highly prized as a symbol of the wealth and position of this queen. She had authority, she had power, she had money. When Bathsheba came to see Solomon, her report was back to her people and other folks. She said, I heard about all this. I seen many things. I seen the slaves for Solomon living better than me. She said, I want to let y'all know something. You talk all that good talk about him, but the half ain't been told yet. God with Solomon. He with Solomon. He with David. See, David could have built a temple, but I think he has little stains on his hand, and he was a warlike man. He was in war all the time. So God ain't confused. He didn't want David to build it because the first thing somebody going to say, bless your brother. Well, Jesus, you let David build it. He was fighting like I was fighting. And God slapped his jaw off him, trying to direct him how to live. And he done made us. He formed us, fixed us like we need to be. So that's God. I thank God for one thing. Run me out if you want. God made everything on earth. Then the last thing he made was man. Thank God, Steve. I'd have been telling God how to hook the hip up. God help me, Jesus. The Bible said this woman, she was dressed up, had all her goods decked with gold, precious stone, every necklace, every ring on her finger. We call it a great honor to have a Super Bowl ring on, huh? She had all kind of rings, Super Bowl, Pro Bowls, and everything else. And said she had a golden cup in her hand full of what abomination and filthiness of her fornication. See those people, she had to get her judgment now. See those people, that's the false church we talking about. Those people that got all this stuff, got everything. Instead of having a cup of gold, she had a cup of God indignation, which means anger and wrath in her cups. And she going to have to eat all that bitterness that she brought up on every nation. That's why I tell people all the time, I don't care what you did yesterday, if you can acknowledge Jesus as the Lord and Savior, believe he died, he was buried, and he rose again, you'll be saved. It ain't on no condition. It's on what he said. It's on what he said. And we've been Satan and whistling our ears so much and got us doubting our salvation. And now it says, and when her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, yes, the great mother of the harlot and abomination of the earth. That means, I think, Satan has deceived the whole earth. Right. Even if it's just one time in people, he deceived the whole earth. I believe the Bible. Yes. Satan has deceived the whole earth. Everybody on this earth been deceived one time or another by the devil. If you hadn't, you perfect. Do I have any rejection? If you hadn't been deceived by Satan, you ought to get up and wave your hand, come touch me. The whole nation been deceived by the devil. And we talking about devil busy. We need to get busy. Not talking. Not just walking, but be dutiful in the things of God. And he going to deliver us. I say all the time, and I believe this in my heart, if we ever come in one accord, all with the same mind, same will, same spirit, when people pass this church here, they'll see a glory they ain't never seen in their life before. Because all of us going to be on one accord, and won't nobody ever be sick in this church. Nobody have no sickness in this church. You won't have no needs in this church. You won't have nothing. Everything will be up to par because of God. I ain't never seen God punish nobody for being good. He said, well, that'll make him a hypocrite. Now, Satan tries us, not God. Satan the one that tries us. Didn't Satan get permission to test Job? Wonder why he had to go to get permission. Well, the same God living today. Same God living today. Satan got to come get permission to fool with you. Because God got you in his kingdom. But a lot of times we get bought out quick. We preach everything. So this the mother of all unfaithful people. This church, this false church. An abomination of the earth. That's one that hurt the whole earth. Hurt the whole earth. Jesus said, an adulterer and a fornicator, I forgive them. But a liar, well, him tearing my sight. Isn't that amazing? So I don't care what you did last week, yesterday, tomorrow, this morning. If you go to God, don't say it in this church, you'll get thrown out of here. I know what I'm talking about. Go in a closet somewhere where ain't nobody around. That's why John on by himself so he can talk to him. Because if I go to say something, everybody in here want to say something or ask a question and all that, we'll never get to no understanding. So God had to put John by himself in order to talk to him. Let me show you something. With no division among them either. Peter was more academic, sharper than John. But Peter wasn't with him every time he moved. Every time Jesus moved, John was right there. He had to call, John, come go with me, son. He's already there. When Jesus came, they had to give testimony that Jesus had risen. He said, was you with Jesus? They was looking for him. Was you with Jesus? No. Peter denied it how many times? Three times. Because he was scared of government. Jesus said, watch this now. Jesus said the government was up on my shoulder. I control the government, not them, but whoever you solicit to, that's your daddy. If God is your daddy, you're going to do godly things. If the devil is your daddy, you're going to do devilly things. Help us, Lord. See, this woman or this great authority, this false church, and that's true. I know y'all don't like to hear stuff like that. I have to be real alone. It's a lot of false churches in the United States of America. I don't know nothing about all over yonder. But in the United States, a lot of false churches. You know why? Because we govern the church with men rules instead of God rules. We done went. I know tricky written come this, that, and the other, and people done fooled. They ain't fooled the church, but they fooled themselves. But that still don't stop us from doing what God say for us to do. See, you got to have a compassion spirit to be a child of God. Me showing my authority, my strength as a pastor, who that's going to help? Ain't nobody going to be helped out of that. But if I can show love and compassion to the church, listen to me good, somebody going to acknowledge something. And he's going to say, you know what? Lionel Smith, man, he don't care nothing about all that. He's trying to do this, that, and other. And they won't work with him, but he's trying to best his ability to do it and keep everything in order. People tell me sometimes, say, you weak. I say, weak how? I started telling them to try me. But they say you're weak. There was a time in my life where you couldn't tell me my eyes black. Y'all better listen at the truth now. You couldn't tell me my eyes were black. You'd be snagging too. I promise you. I thank God every day of my life because they started, when I was like that, they said, he low down. That made me low down. Then when I give my went to God and just say, Lord, just take it from me, please. And when he took it and mild me down, made me be compassionate of a kind spirit, now they tell me I'm weak. Reb, I hit you. This is what a brother told me. We're going to go on and close out. This is what a brother told me. He said, Reb, you're a preacher. I said, yeah. He said, I can hit you side of the head, and you're supposed to turn the other cheek. Now, I ain't going to lie in God's house now. I said, the scriptures give reference to that. I said, but don't you hit me. I'm telling the truth. I ain't going to lie on my way out and go to hell. I said, don't you hit me. Just letting it lay on the line like it is. I ain't say I was going to hit him or nothing. I told him, don't hit me. Because by chance he hit me, Satan might jump on my back. And he said here, see, some people say, I saw the woman drunken with blood of the saints. See there, be not deceived, huh? If a man telling you the truth, accept the truth. Even if you don't like it, accept it anyway. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, sacrifice your own self for somebody else. We don't believe in that no more. See, your blood can't save nobody, but your life can. Your life can. Just live the life. God ain't told me now time to preach hell. He said, just preach the word. And if it come up, that's so be it. And I can't make nobody in this church do nothing. I'll tell you what to do. If you don't do it, it's on you. It's off me. The moment I tell you the truth, it's off me. But if you don't receive it, it's on you. And guess what? I'm going to tell you this and we're going to sit down. When you reject me, and I'm telling you the truth, you reject God. You reject God. When Noah told the people just what God told them to tell him, he did just what God said. He was a man like me. But when he wouldn't obey what God said, Noah finished the ark, finished building the ark. And this is what he said. I can imagine, I wasn't in the ark with him, but I can imagine after he built it and closed the door, he said, where the key is so I can lock it up? He said, you don't need no key, I'm gonna lock it up. Ain't nobody getting out of here till I get ready for him to get out of here. So God got the key to everything. What did he tell Peter? Huh? He gave Peter keys. And everywhere Peter go, he can unlock a door. We got the same power and authority right now. Same power and authority right now, but we let the devil witchcraft us out of it. If we ever get together, God can't lie, y'all. We ever get together in the same mind, same spirit, we can take over this earth tomorrow. But it got too many figureheads over us. So just like Jesus died to save all men, not some men, all men. The Satan is still out here fighting. He know he's been already destined to hell, and he's going to try to take everybody to hell with him as he can. But I say, stand in the power of God's might this day. Be of good cheer. Jesus overcame, so can you. Be of good cheer. God is so good. I really, in real life, I really can't explain the goodness of God. Some things I've been through, things that came up on me, I survived them. I know who did it, but don't know how I took it. But I just look to the hill, for whence come my help? Every time I get in the bog, I say, look up and say, Jesus, it's you, Lord. I'm standing in the need of your help. And I thank God for that today. I thank God for John here, the writer of this gospel. He wrote what Jesus say right, what God say right. He didn't add nothing to the scripture. Didn't take nothing away from it. He stayed in the book, in the stroll at that time. And God blessed him. How many people here don't mind going in a tank of oil and boil? Well, how many people can go out in the desert, undeveloped area, with no stick, no knife, and nothing, and survive? So if you can't do it, Sister Edna, then you need somebody to do it for you, ain't it? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus.
Mercy brought
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to